How's it going? How's it going? How's it going? Welcome to 4 Day Breaks, presented to you by High Rise Fuel for an unfiltered world of candid conversations. I'm Joey. I'm one of your hosts, and I got here with me.
What's going on, guys? My name is Basan. Join us every 9 days to see what's going on, from the latest trends to personal stories and everything in between. Nothing is off limits here, boys. And I mean, nothing is off limits here.
Well, as far as nothing off limits, we tried golf today and I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, man, dude, that was honestly a lot of fun, bro. I had a really good time.
It was fun. Like, I hate doing shit that I suck at.
Yeah, bro. Well, that's the thing, bro. Like, golf, man, even like those fucking pros, bro. I mean, they're a lot more consistent. I feel like that's like one of the biggest parts of like golf, bro. Like, you just got to be consistent. But dude, golf in general is just fucking hard. I remember the very first time when I played golf, dude, that shit humbled me, man. Like, I felt like a fucking kid. Like, I felt like I couldn't swing a fucking club.
Yeah. But, okay, how long have you been golfing?
Not even, you know what, bro? I would probably say like 2 years, bro. Well, it's going to be 2 years in November, bro. Swear,
the way you was driving that ball, bro, there's no way.
Dog, I swear, bro. Swear.
No way. I know. I think John was telling me Robert's been playing for like 3 years, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, bro. Robert's been playing some good golf, bro. But he's been playing for, I would say about 3 years. I think the last time when I went with him, I think he was telling me that he was pushing 2 years, but I was barely a year for me. So, yeah, probably three.
Damn. That's crazy, man. I mean, it's enjoyable. It just definitely like not hitting the way you want to hit. And obviously, I mean, it being my first time, right? You got to like learn the stance, got to learn how to swing, because I'm just fucking chucking that shit.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah, no, dude, like there's more to it, bro. Like, you have, like, depending on what iron you're using or like even like the driver, you have to like place it like in front of your foot or like in the back of your foot or in the middle of your stance. And like little stuff like that, you know, I didn't fucking know. To me, bro, I would just fucking line up and it's full send, brother. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was like my biggest thing. And then I started learning like a little bit of like placement and stuff like that. But man, I'm fucking inconsistent, bro. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But it is a lot of fun, man. I mean, you're outside.
Yeah. It is. I think, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think the course that we're at kind of, it's cool, right? It's cheap, first of all, but
yeah,
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd be able to play at one of these like bigger fucking courses. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, dude. Like the one like Lagos, bro. Champions. Like, what's the other one? Tierra de Santa, which is the one over there in Weslaco. Dude, like those are really good courses, bro. But you're gonna pay like premium, maybe like $40 plus, and like, dude, over there, bro, they're a lot more fucking stricter, bro. Like, from what I know, like, there's some places I know, like, Champions for a fact. Like, dude, they dress code you, bro. Like, if you're not showing up in a polo, yeah, bro, if you're not wearing a fucking polo or, like, your shirt tucked in type stuff, your ass is fucking grass, bro. They're going to send you on your way. But, no, I like the course that we went on. It's cool. It's fun because we're just fucking around, dude. It was, like, 6-7 of us, like, you know, so it was a fucking party. But, it was pretty packed today, too. But, like, the other ones, bro, they don't get as packed like that, dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and the other thing, too, was, like, there's a few of my clubs or whatever the fuck you call them that were lefties, bro. So I couldn't even use everything. I mean, it was – I'd passed one to Abel, and it was like – he's like, why do you have a lefty? And I'm like, a lefty? And I grabbed it, and I'm like, oh, shit, this is a lefty. What the hell?
Dude, fucking the other guy that we were playing with, bro, yesterday, motherfucker's a lefty, bro. Like, that's weird. Whoever writes left-handed, swings left-handed, like, to me, you're broken, bro. Like, that's no bueno, bro. Yeah, whoever's lefty in general.
I mean, it's cool, you know. Like, I enjoyed it. I don't know if I want to commit 100% to it.
Nah, bro. Like, I like it. It's pretty fun to fucking play with, like, the guys and stuff like that. Like, once in a blue moon.
Bro, like, I had a headache from hell, bro. I didn't eat breakfast, bro. I just went over there and then got fucking some beers in me. And I was like, holy fuck, dude, I had a headache, bro.
That's me right now, bro. I haven't ate a fucking... Now, I'm lying to you. Actually, you know what the fuck I just ate right now? I'm about to put you on. Let me get the fucking wrapper. I ate some Nerds gummy clusters, bro.
That's crazy. Those are fire, but
dude, they are gas, bro. Those are gas.
The fucking Burger King on my way home because it was like right down the street.
Yeah.
I was fucking driving and I'm like, you know what, bro? Crashing into a pole don't sound too bad right now.
Yep.
I'm gonna sleep. I'll get to rest a little bit. But it was cool though. So how does it work? Because I only played the like 11 holes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You do 9 and then you start over because this course isn't big enough for the 18.
Yeah. So, with that course, just in general, like once you pay your entrance fee, which is like $10 if you're like city employee or like whatever the case may be. And from that specific course, you can keep like going. You can be there all fucking day. You can be there as soon as they open, like at 6, 7 a.m. and you can be there until they close. Like, you know, I mean, that's all on you. But like the other courses, they're a lot more stricter. So like if you pay for 9, you're only gonna play 9. Like, dude, they have marshals, bro. So like those marshals, they'll fucking go up to you and they'll be like, hey, like what the fuck are y'all doing? Like type shit. Like the way that guy was just kind of like cruising around with us, just shooting the shit. They have marshals like that, like at other places. And they'll be like at either like every other hole or like at the beginning of the 9 or the back 9. That's where shit fucking starts becoming a problem, bro, because like some people, bro, they'll just show up for free, but they look at your receipts, bro. Like they look at everything.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. So they're pretty strict at the other ones, bro. I mean, they're badass. It's a premium course. Like it's cool and all. Like, bro, like there's one that was the one that's there in Westlake, bro. They have like when you finish the 9, you go back to the clubhouse and they have like lunch and like you can buy like burgers and shit like that, like, you know. But I mean, it's a premium price, so you're probably gonna spend like $40 just to play golf, you know. Just that's just golf, not even counting if you're gonna get a meal at the curb or at the stop and just to continue the back 9, like, you know. And that's if you don't lose any balls, bro, because like I think a dozen, depending on what type of balls you're buying, dude, they range from like shit $20 to like $55 for a dozen, you know. That shit gets pricey, bro. I always buy the cheap shit.
It was $15 for 48 of them hoes, bro.
That's what I'm saying, dog. I buy the cheap motherfucking shit. I'm not a golfer like that, like, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was cool. So aside, so you've been playing for 2 years. What's your greatest shot?
My greatest shot, bro, would probably it's a birdie, but I'm trying to think of what hole, because I think today I actually hit a birdie. And it was in one of like the hardest holes. Dude, like the way that guy fucking that I don't even know what you call him, the greensman or whatever the fuck you want to call him. The way he put that pin there, bro, like it's uphill. And like if you lightly tap it, bro, that shit's gonna fucking roll, bro. So like that hole today I actually birdied. So I would wanna say that one's probably like one of my best ones, bro, because dude. I hit fucking, I think it was a pitching wedge, bro. I think I hit a pitching wedge. Dog, straight on the green, like a fucking dart, bro. I was out here playing darts, not even golf, bro. That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. But, I mean, shit, bro, it'd be hard. Especially like those hole-in-ones, bro. I don't know who the fuck. That's crazy.
Yeah, like playing it today humbled the hell out of me. I'm like, man, dude, these hole-in-ones, like people that can hit that shit, like, goddamn.
No, like, yeah, bro, for sure.
And then even you look at it from like the pros and shit too, bro. Like they'll hit it and, you know, they'll do it in 2 or 3. You know what I mean? It's like, damn.
And that's because, bro, they play further than us, bro. Because
yeah. I think we were I'm playing. Like, I'm over here playing. I'm playing fucking, you know, the 300. What is it? 300 feet or 300 yards, however far it is. And then you're doing that and you fucking hit it. And I go like fucking a tenth of the way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, dude.
I'm like, damn, bro. I moved like 50 feet, bro. What the fuck is this?
Nah, bro. And then like the one over there in Westlake, bro, they had, I think it's like the black tees or whatever, bro. Those are like the tips. That's what they call them, right? And dude, that shit is fucking far, bro. Like fucking far. It's ridiculous, dog. I think if I'm not mistaken, I can like look up to see how many yards total for, you see like the blue tees there at Ebony, the total yardage that we did for all the holes was 2,895, bro. Dude, there's there's courses, bro, where they have like over 8,000, 9,000, like, you know, yards. So that little course that we played at, it was pretty cool, bro. It's pretty badass. I always go there like once in a while.
What's a good golf set you would recommend?
You see, bro, like golf sets, like what I have, I like anything that can like help me. I think there's like clubs that have, they're called like CBs or like cavity backs or whatever you want to call it. And I have clubs like that. So like the clubs that you are using, bro, they're probably like not meant for you, if that makes sense, because some of them, like, you can consider them as blades, bro. Like if you're using a blade like iron, you're either going to fucking hook it or like draw it, or you're going to fucking do some crazy shit. So you're not going to be as consistent versus like the clubs that I have, bro. Like my clubs are like beginner clubs. So they're like a lot more friendlier, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, I mean, honestly, I mean, anything like tailor-made from this P790s to like the M4, if you can even find the M4, bro, because I know them shits are old. Those are the ones that I have, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw TaylorMade, bro. I'm not spending $1,200 on the fucking pairs. Oh, bro.
Dude, shit, dog. Fucking Affirm? Dog, I live on that motherfucking shit.
Yeah,
dog.
I'm not. I ain't dropping that much money on some fucking golf clubs, brother.
Nah, bro. Like, the clubs that I have, bro, I think they're, like, not even, like, $400 or $500. It's
just depends. What I'm the thing is, too, bro, is that I'm looking at Academy, bro.
Oh, you see? Like, I bought mine at Dick's. That's where I went.
Ah, you know what? I forget that we even have that down here, bro.
I know,
bro. It's not as popular, bro.
It's not, but they have a lot of good shit there, bro. Does Dick's, like, do they have, like, I don't think they have, like, weapons, right? Or anything like that? I think it's just do. Academy. Oh, shit.
I think Holy they do. Shit. I'm trying to think.
Damn, bro. And then, like, there's this other place there, too, in Mission. What the fuck is it called? Is it called Murdoch's, or I forgot what it was called?
There's a place called Murdoch's, but that's like a.
Let me look it up.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it is called Murdoch's, bro. Yeah, Murdoch's Ranch and Home Supply.
Damn, they have a whole hell of a lot of fucking clubs.
I'm telling you, bro. They have chingles of shit. And like, bro, with me. Like, I don't like buying shit online.
TaylorMade, they got Callaway. I only know Callaway because I know it's like up there. That's all I know.
Bro, Callaway and TaylorMade are like up there. What other fucking clubs do they have, bro? Like the other guys, bro?
Right-handed, bro.
What's his fucking name? Bayas and Larry, bro. They use Tacoma clubs, bro. Those are fucking badass.
Yeah, but they rich, bro.
Yeah, they have fucking money, bro. They make chingles of fucking feria.
Damn, there's only two sets, bro, and they're 1,400 bones.
A la verga. Yeah, no, bro. I don't play golf like that just to... Oof, I don't know.
That's crazy.
And you see, bro, like, if you were to buy clubs, bro, I actually have, like, an extra, like, bag for you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
bro. I'll buy these clubs individual, bro. I'm not tripping. What do I need? I just need a driver, an iron, a putter. A wedge?
Shit, bro. You're probably going to need like 3 wedges. Like 4
I'll make irons. It work with one, bro.
Hey, I believe it, though. I believe it.
I'll make it work with it. One of each, bro.
Fucking Robert was like,
hey, it'll be like the hair clippers, bro. It'll go from a 1 to a 3 real quick just from the flick of a little.
Bro, they little have thing. Shit like that, bro. They have shit like that.
Do they?
Yeah, bro. There's like a one club all like type shit.
Oh, shit.
But what's his fucking name?
Yeah, they're expensive as hell, bro.
Bro, golf in general is fucking expensive.
I don't know why, bro.
There's no need for it to be.
Honestly, there is not.
For the people that play,
these are hella expensive, bro. I might not go with one of those. Let me see what sets they have. Let me see. They got 7 sets, bro.
Bro, they got chingles of shit.
Price low to high, bro.
Hell yeah.
Top Flight. Tommy
you,
Armor.
You see, bro, like, they have bundles like that, bro, where it comes with everything. That's what I think, what's his name, John did, bro. But I think he bought, like, a different brand. I think his brand's,
he bought some. He bought some off Facebook, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And so my thing is, too, bro, like, when I buy something to, like, play or commit to something, like, I have to go all out. I can't. Because then I'm going to blame myself, like, if I have to buy it again later.
No, yeah, I get you, bro. I'm the same way. I should have bought fucking wedges to begin with, and I had to fucking buy them on Facebook, bro. Like, almost a couple months later, and I was like, what the fuck, dude? I should have just bought this shit a long time ago.
So what's a full set? Can I see 13-piece and 16-piece?
Well, it just depends on what it comes with. There's some that come with like wedges already, or there's some like where they don't come with wedges, or they'll probably come with like one, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, I don't even know how much I have. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold the fuck up, bro. I don't even know math right now, bro. Hold up. I need to. It's 4.
See, this one has a driver, fairway wood, 2 hybrids, 6 through 9 irons, pitching wedge, sand wedge, putter. And that's it.
I could have a driver, boom, boom. And then putter. And then my 4, 5, 6.
This price ain't that bad, bro.
7, 8.
I mean, 9. I'm not against spending like 500, but I don't want to spend any more than that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I have 13 clubs, bro. So
what
like,
what about Top Flight, bro? Is that a good brand to start with? Or?
Yeah, those are like prime, like fucking, like beginner sets and stuff like that. And they come like in full sets, bro. They come with like a bag. They come with everything, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, bro, those are pretty fucking good. I have like a couple buddies that actually use that. I thought that's what John had at first, bro. But he has a different
brand. Yeah, no, he has some other shit.
I think they're called sticks. The ones that he has, if I'm not mistaken. I don't even know, bro. I couldn't even check. And then, bro, to top it off, bro, the motherfucker tried taking my fucking 56. I saw him pick it up. And I'm fucking there holding the flag. And I look at him and I was like, he's just fucking
dying. I know, I heard you. I was there.
And I fucking see him walking to your cart. I'm like, hey, bro, my wedge. He's like, this is mine. I was like, bitch, no, the fuck it's not. This motherfucker, bro.
That's how it be, bro.
But yeah, bro, we all dipped and he stayed there. I think he was going to play like the last 2 or 3 that was left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, y'all kept playing in the rain, bro?
Nah, it was just fucking like drizzling. Nothing too crazy. Not too bad.
Bro, I might go buy this set, bro. It's $280. It's on sale from $400.
Yeah.
I might pull the trigger on it. Why not?
I'm telling you, bro. It's fucking badass.
I'm gonna need to tell. Where's Robert, bro? I'm gonna have to tell Robert to go with me. I need to make sure I do things right. Go with me to buy clubs.
And you see, bro, like, Robert has some fucking crazy wedges, bro. I think he has, like, the Volkies or some shit. Bro, those fucking wedges by themselves, like, if you buy them in sets, they're probably, like, $300 to $400, which is no crazy. Shit. Yeah. Just on wedges, bro. We're not even talking about a fucking iron set. Just put wedges. And he's like, nah, bro, I found him. I was like, yeah, bro, whatever, bro. You make money like that. That's his sport, bro. That's why he's good at it, because he makes money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro. But other than that, bro, it was fucking badass chilling with the guys.
No, it was cool, man. I enjoyed it.
No, yeah, like yesterday, the guy I was with, bro, he was just like, nah, I'll drive you. And I was like, dog, what the fuck? Like, you got to play too, bro.
Fucking Evan. 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's cool though, man. I actually, speaking of Evan, did you see his thing that he helped with some shit?
Yeah, I saw that, bro. I don't know if you saw the
thing. I saw your comment on it. I was gonna put some smart ass comment too, but I was like, you know what? Let me let him have his greatness. Let me let him shine a little bit. Let me let him shine a little bit.
I was actually gonna start reading it too, bro, but he's using fucking crazy words, bro. It was like,
I saw like 3 things and I was like, you know what? Let me look for his name just to see if he's really on here. And I scrolled down like for like 10 seconds and I never got to the end. I was like, it's not that deep.
You sure? I was like, twice, bro.
It's a long ass thing, bro. It's like a bunch of shit on snails and shit. Yes. Texas, East Texas. I don't know what. It's cool though. It's cool. Shout out, Evan.
Yeah.
But back to golfing. So I think I was telling John, I have a connection at one in Austin and I'm pretty down to go.
Yeah, dude, those courses, bro, there's actually one, bro, like somewhere, I think it's in Dallas or like outside Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I think you pay 200 and like some 260, right? But like you stay there Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a 3-day thing or 2-day thing. And like, you
just play. No shit.
Yeah. So like, it counts for you, like your, I guess like your room or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing though. Like, I'm down for like a 4-day break. We head out the day we get out, take the little drive, get over there, do what we got to do, come back. I'm game.
Hell yeah, bro. And then we have our podcast over there in one of like the fucking rooms that they have.
Shit. Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of it, right? So we can definitely do some shit like that.
Yeah. With ease, bro. With ease.
Yeah, I'm down though. I think that would be cool. We'll talk to everybody and see what we come up with, if it's something that we can schedule or what.
Oh yeah, bro.
For tax sure. season's right around the corner, so
I'm excited.
Everybody don't have money. Everybody don't have some money. Hopefully,
I'm excited, bro. I can't wait. Fucking Robert was telling me, he was like, "You're gonna go do your taxes already?" And I was like, "Yeah, bro. What the fuck?
Of course." He's gonna wait or what?
Nah, I think he was gonna wait like 2 or 3 days or. I don't even know if he's going to wait until like the following week or something, but I was like, bro.
I filed my shit right now before the government loses money. And they're like, hey, you know what? We're shutting it down.
Yeah, but they're going to scratch their head. They're going to be like, you know what? Like, we'll take off a grand from this guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, before they start crunching numbers, like, I'm good.
Yeah. So I already hit them up. I already hit up my accountant. He's already working on it, submitted all my shit. So see what comes out of there.
Fucking badass.
Yeah, but we should be good, bro. We should be good. For everybody wondering, we were supposed to have a guest this episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, some schedules didn't align, and we couldn't do it. We try to film either the day of, like, for example, this is being recorded right now, and then it'll be released in a few hours.
Yeah.
Or we try to record the night before if we absolutely need to. Or the day before, sorry.
Yeah.
So, we tried to record the day before, but it didn't work out. Schedules didn't line up, and then it just got too late. And then today, obviously, that individual is on shift, so we weren't able to do it. But we'll plan to reschedule, and we'll hopefully get that one going. Next week, we do have somebody, so that should be good. So we'll hopefully get everything situated for next week, make sure that we don't run into that scheduling issue. On that note, what else is going on? How was your cycle, bro? I know it's kind of like late, off topic, but...
Nah, bro. The cycle was pretty good, bro.
I heard y'all did a raid with ICE.
Yeah, dude. That was fucking crazy. I think fucking Bayas came out, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy. So I'm surprised they haven't started protesting that shit.
I know, dude. Nah, but that wasn't too bad, bro. We just fucking deployed a ladder. That's all it was. And then what else?
Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Wednesday, I don't remember. I think Wednesday we had some event that we had to go to. And actually, bro, we responded to y'all's car fire because y'all went to the other extrication or something that you guys had.
I mean, first of all, it was y'all's car fire.
Nah, bro.
Y'all made it.
Oh, dude.
We went to the accident.
Yeah.
Dude, we were right there too, bro. I was on the opposite side of the expressway.
Oh, shit.
And we could see the smoke, and then the MVA came out. And I'm like, bro, it's literally right here to the right. And he's just like, nah, just go to the MVA. I was like, all right. Turned to the right, drove for like 20 seconds, MVA. Like, fuck.
No, bro. That car fire was pretty going, bro. It was like an older vehicle and stuff like that. Took the nozzle from, what's his name, Robert? The other Robert, you know what I mean?
Had to be a
dog like that. But what's it called? Dude, it's funny, bro, because he was like, I gave you the nozzle. And I was like, fuck no, bro. Fuck no, you did not. Anyways, bro.
What are y'all on truck?
Yeah, we were on truck, bro.
Oh, yeah, on truck, man.
Yeah, so we did that. And then after that, I think we went back to the event. Oh, yeah, we went back to the event.
I was surprised y'all left. Y'all should have just stayed.
Dude, that was one of our things too, bro. Like, I know my lieutenant, he had to call Cap. And Cap was like, yeah, you guys are right there. Like, just respond. So we were responding. And then we heard you guys come on the radio. And you guys were responding. And then that's when they tone out for that extrication or whatever, that accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you guys, like, said no or whatever. Y'all were going to go to the extrication.
Well, because we knew where you were. And then Ray was like, nah, like, they're right there. Like, they could take the car fire. We'll go to the extrication. So then we just fucking moved over.
No, yeah, bro. So that was, like, one of our things. And then that's when Ray was on the radio saying, like, oh, you guys, by the way, you guys do have smoke showing. I was like, oh, pendejo. Dude, we were, like, I think, like, not even 2 or 3 minutes away.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was, we could see the smoke from the other side of the expressway. That's why I was like, oh shit, look, we got smoke. Mm-hmm. But that's cool. That's cool.
And then Sunday was pretty chill for us. I don't think Sunday we didn't do shit. Just kind of peel it, watch a movie. Yeah,
we didn't really do nothing either on Sunday. I think I'm going to Central next shift.
Oh, for real?
I believe so. I could be wrong.
We work what, Friday? Yeah, we work Friday, Sunday, Tuesday.
Yeah, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday. Yeah, on the 7th, I'm going to Central at...
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did. I saw it.
At 4:30.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did he send it?
He sent it somewhere, bro. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there at 4:30 p.m., bro. Of all times, bro. I mean, unfortunately, it's at the end of the day when admin's leaving, so I'm not too upset.
Nah, yeah, bro.
4:30. Right at peak traffic too, bro.
Dude, for real, bro. For fucking real. I can't even fucking find the messages anymore.
Yeah, it's somewhere there in your phone. What's it called? But yeah, I'll be there at 4:30, so we'll be chilling.
Yeah. Oh,
aside,
yeah.
Aside from that, I think that let me actually retract real quick. I didn't have shit this cycle. What did I do this cycle? I haven't been acting, naturally, now that I think about it. I only acted our last day. The first 2 days I was driving.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no lieutenants out the first 2 days, so I was at 2 driving. Our fucking engine fucked, or our reserve engine fucked up, so I had to switch to the fucking truck.
What happened with that, bro?
It just went to shit, bro. We pulled up to DHR for that fire alarm.
Yeah.
And then it was like smoking from underneath. And I was like, damn, like I don't think I was pushing it that hard. You know what I mean? And then called Eagle 8. He showed up with 911 and they were, they checked it out. They said that one of the, I think it was like a filter or some shit like that was like really clogged up. So they took some part off. I don't know what the fuck they took off. They took something off. I was basically driving that truck straight pipe back to the station.
Shit.
Drove it back to the station, parked it, swapped everything over. They tried to, what's that shit called? What the hell is it called, brother? I just had it in my head.
What is it? What is it, bro? Spit it out.
Fucking the diesel. For the DPF, the fucking regen.
Oh,
I fucking couldn't remember it, bro. They tried to regen it. It didn't want to regen or some shit like that. So they fucking towed it to the fucking whatever shop it was at.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, they towed that bitch, bro.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
And they had to order a part or something like that. And then yeah, we've been on truck two just chilling, bro. Robert was driving truck two for the first time.
Hell yeah.
Surprised he didn't clip nothing.
That's what happened to the other Robert. Robert drove truck one for the very first time too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he drove code. Nah, he did pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's chilling. Yeah, he drove it. We're just kind of chilling this whole cycle, man. Just training, doing random shit. It was the first time the whole crew had been together in a while. Because I've been up and down all fucking every station and shit. So
yeah,
it was chilling.
So it was, bro. So it was.
What's it called?
Because Evan was with us for 2 days because Bears is in fucking Colombia, pinche guy.
Yeah.
No invite, no nothing, bro. Guy brings back.
He went with family, no?
Yeah. He went with family. Guy brings me back a keychain.
Damn, he didn't bring me shit back.
He didn't bring me shit in anyways either. He said he brought keychains, bro. I haven't received a fucking keychain. I know I have other shit too.
Yeah, no, I haven't got shit. Other than that, man, I don't think there was really anything else this cycle too interesting.
No, yeah, bro.
It's been kind of dead lately, bro, to be honest.
Dude, that's
hasn't been nothing like too engaging.
that's what the chief was saying. Not like one of the deputy chiefs, though. The one that's I forgot his fucking call sign. Way. But anyways, bro, we were all there like chit chatting and stuff, and he was saying like, dude, it's been slow ever since Bassan came. And I was like, nah, that's fucking prevention, bro. Fucking prevention's doing their job, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking prevention's going hard, bro. Because, dude, there hasn't been anything, man.
Oh, bro, on Sunday, dude, when we got that car fire, I was like, fuck yeah, bro. Let's get to work, bro. And I show up, and I didn't even find the car smoking or nothing, bro. Nobody's waving me down. Parking lot's all just like, what are you doing? Get out of the way. I was like, you know what? Let's just take it back in.
Oh, yeah. That was the one that was at the, like, some...
JCPenney?
Like, yeah,
bro. I was like, dude, this is going to be good. I was like, hell yeah, bro. We're going to get to work. Nothing. Nothing was found. No work was done.
Nope. Nah, just some fucking reports, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much all it was, bro. Just a fucking report. And that was it. No incident found at location. Report signed by me. Done. Shit sucked.
Yeah, dude, that was like a third party, right, or some shit like that. Dude, I don't.
No, it was a passerby, bro.
Yeah, you see what I mean? Like little shit like that, bro. It's like, bro, where'd you see it? Like, you know? And then they try calling them back, and it's like, oh, I'm already gone. I'm at the house.
Yeah, what like I didn't need you to call me. Like, what do you mean, bro? Like, you called me, brother. What do you mean you didn't need me to call you?
And then what happened? Oh, we responded to y'all's. Oh, you guys were at the event too. The one there at the
high school.
Yeah, at the high school. We responded to that.
Flag event.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw you passing by, bro. I was waving.
No,
but at, yeah. You responded to the other high school.
Yeah, to the other one, bro.
We were at the stadium, yeah.
Because they burnt
some popcorn, bro.
Burnt popcorn, that time bro. Of night, bro. Shit, bro. I wanted to grab me a bag, bro. Who was even
there, bro?
Dude, there was a lot, bro. There was like a huge like varsity like basketball game that was going on from like females and the males too, bro. So it was like a huge fucking game. Supposedly, dude,
we were wondering, right? We're like, what the fuck? Like who's there at this time, bro?
Yeah, dude. And they had everyone in the back and they're like, can we bring them in? And I don't know what. And LT was just like, oh, like let's go look. Like, you know, let's go make sure everyone's fucking out and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, bro, that's all it was. Just fucking burnt popcorn in one of the rooms, and it's like, okay. Shit,
bro, that's crazy,
dude. They were stacked, bro. They had fucking popcorn. They had nacho cheese, bro. I saw some jalapenos there. What else? Fucking some corn nuts, bro. Dude, they had everything, bro. They were stacked.
Yeah, that event wasn't that bad. And then we had to wake up early the next day, bro, to do it again. Like, fuck,
bro. Nah, bro. I had to wake up earlier, right? Because I had to go take fucking Brush 21 to go park it somewhere, right? And then we get back, and I thought I was done. And they were like, hey, Mike, you're going to have to take Rescue 2. And I was like, where the fuck is Rescue 2? And they're like, oh, it's there, like, in front of Central. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
And then, bro, so we didn't... That, so have you heard... Did you hear Ray on the radio?
No.
We thought Rescue 2 was at 2. We didn't even know that someone took it.
Yeah, we didn't even know it was at Central, bro.
Yeah, nobody told us shit. So when Ray's calling them, like, if they needed Rescue 2 somewhere, they're like, and then Mike's on the radio, like, Rescue 2's at Central. We're like, what?
Yeah, dude.
We're like, what the hell? We didn't even know it was gone, bro.
Yeah, bro. And then on top of that, I dropped off Rescue 2. My LT dropped me off in the fucking Polaris all the way back to the Central. And he was like, bro, like, just go over there. Like, take your POV. And just go over there and just, like, park there. Because I don't know what time they're going to relieve you. And I was like, well, fuck me, right? Like, holy shit. But I got to the point, bro, where I was like, you know what, bro? I'm about to go into this Stripes and get me, like, a taco or something, dude. But now the guys
are pretty quick.
Nah, bro. They got there, like, at 7:15, 7:10, somewhere around there. Bro. What took long, bro, for me was to go back to fucking Central to fucking clock out. That's what took long, wait.
Okay, everything was closed off?
Yeah, bro. Everything was fucking closed off, bro. And I would tell, like, one of the officers, and they're like, no, like, you're going to have to park over there. You're going to have to walk. And I was like, ma'am, it's going to be right fucking here. Like, what?
You know, you could have just gone to 2, right?
Dude, that's what I was thinking. I was like, you know what? I'll probably stop at 4, like, just to fucking park out. Yeah, or 4. And I was like, nah, bro. Like, I don't fucking know anyone over there, so.
It doesn't matter, bro. Just don't clock out and get out.
Nah, they're going to be like, who the fuck are you, bro? Who the fuck are you?
And you just tell them that you're with A Shift, and then they're gonna walk away.
I'm with the best shift, and I don't know what.
Yeah, just piss them off even more.
Don't talk to me. I'm with the best shift right now. And then boom, bro. Tomorrow, my next assignment, bro.
Right? Not even that, bro. Boom, you're fucked after that, bro. That's it.
Fucking demoted to civilian or some shit, bro.
What's it called? Yeah, no, I think that it's all right, bro. And I mean, the events, they do a fuck ton of events, though, bro.
Dude, they do, bro.
Like, a lot. Like, I've done a lot of events, but damn.
Bro, at my other department, bro, like, we were, like, in charge of, like, everything, bro. We had a trailer just filled with cones, and, like, we would have to go and set them up, set up barricades, use our trucks as barricades, and still have a response unit, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
While still doing medical, bro. I mean, I'm talking about, dude, we didn't even have, like, maybe 8 or 9 personnel, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they would ask for overtime and stuff like that, but, dude, like, for the events at my other department, bro, it was pretty bad, bro. Like, it took all the hands that we can get. It was fucking crazy.
You know what I'm thinking of right now, bro?
Huh?
Me and JP have been wanting to go back to fucking Nevada, bro.
Uh-huh.
We said we were gonna go, bro, and I remember we didn't even say anything after that, bro.
Where are y'all gonna go?
Like Vegas, or we wanted to go back, man, to Reno, but Vegas isn't a bad idea either. It's cheap.
Oh yeah.
I am down, brother.
Bro, I've never been, bro. So I wouldn't even be.
You've never been?
I've never been to Vegas.
It was our first time this past year going. It was cool. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the gambling aspect.
Did you give yourself a limit, or you were like, nah?
I did. I gave myself $100. And I ended up withdrawing like $200.
Yeah, bro. That's the fucking problem, bro. That's the fucking problem, bro. Like,
yeah.
But
you see, the thing was that I ended up almost breaking even, bro. There was that one point when JP hit a fucking number in roulette.
Uh-huh.
And he got like, what did he get? He got $80.
Uh-huh.
If he bet like 20, he got 80. And he's like, here, bro, we're going to split this half and half. Me and him, we were like, you know what? If one of us wins, we both win.
Yeah, yeah. Boom. Yeah.
I was like, all right, bet. So I get it. I get the $40.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it on black. Boom.
Mm.
Hit it.
Damn.
Black again. Hit it.
Damn.
Hit it on red, bro. All of it, bro. Red. Hit it. Boom. 3 times. And the guy's like, you want to go again? Hell no, dog. I'm
fuck
out.
No. Fuck no.
I was
no.
like, fuck this. I walked away with like 160 bones or something like that. I split it with JP. I was like, hell no. I was like, fuck that. I'm fucking around to lose all of it on the next hand, bro.
Gotcha, bro. That's what the guy asked. He's like, hey, you should go all in, bro.
You should go all in again, bro. Just do it, bro. And hit a little switch underneath and
gotcha. Fuck.
Yeah, bro. I was like, damn. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, bro. Like that's why I feel like it'll be my problem, bro. Because like I'll give myself like a limit, like $100. And I'll be like, it doesn't hurt.
I'll be honest. With $100, bro, you can't really do much. I was stretching it thin, bro. Some of the other guys that we went with,
uh-huh,
From the firefighter challenge, when they were gambling and shit, like they were going with like $300-$500 like every night. You know, dang, what I mean? Whether they win or lose, they would come back with that same amount. If they made more, they would keep that aside.
Shit.
Yeah. So I think if I go this next time, I'll definitely go with at least like $1,000.
Yeah.
For however many nights we're gonna be there. And I'll be like, you know what, we're gonna be here 4 nights, you know what? $250 each night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that, just light work, nothing too crazy. I don't know how some of these fucking rich people do it with fucking, like, they go in $100,000 a hand, bro. Like,
yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Fucking bro. Insane, bro. I think that's crazy, dude.
It's because, bro, scared money don't make money, bro. That's the bro, thing, that, bro.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. Hell no, bro. That's way too much money. That's my fucking half of my mortgage, bro.
Shit, dude.
I couldn't do that, bro. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I had it like that, I guarantee I probably would be like that.
Oh, yeah, nah, dude. I'd probably be the same way, too.
Yeah, like, if I was like a billionaire, bro, fuck it, bro. What's 100K? You know what I mean? But I don't want to invest it. You know what I mean? Like, go buy a house or some shit or flip some property. You know what I mean?
Gotcha, motherfucker. I don't know just about play the hand.
I don't know about just doing it in one. Like, you know what? Let me do 100,000 on black. Like,
yep.
Nah, bro. I don't know about all that. I'm down though. I know JP is. I know Kevin is. I know John is. We could probably talk Robert into it. I'm down,
bro.
Do you like see, a quick, like a 4-day break. We go on like a Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then come back on like Sunday, bro. Friday, Saturday, come back Sunday.
You see, like I'd be down too, bro. But I'm on fucking probation, right? But let me tell you this, bro. Let me tell you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, cause like those casinos, they're like, I guess like ground level, right? And then like above is like the actual rooms or what?
Yeah.
From what I heard.
Yeah. So the way it was when we went to Reno, the casino was in the hotel.
Oh shit.
So we would go upstairs to our room and then we would go downstairs. And the one that we went to, I forgot what it's called, the Nugget in Reno or in mm-hmm. Sparks. And the casino's downstairs. They have restaurants downstairs. Like you don't have to leave at all, bro.
Oh dang.
It's all in one place.
That's fucking dangerous, bro. I wouldn't even know what fucking time of day it is, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing though, bro. I realized that when we were there, like we were going in the morning, we'd go downstairs, go outside to the firefighter challenge, come back inside, eat, go back outside, come back inside. And like inside looked the same throughout the entire fucking day. From daytime, morning to fucking afternoon to fucking nighttime. I think the latest me and JP were out was till like midnight or 1 a.m. one night. And it looked the same, bro. So yeah, it's definitely dangerous if you just stay inside. Bro, I went with my last $5, bro, to a fucking like a slot machine.
Yeah.
And on my last like dollar, bro, I said fuck it, all in, boom, hit it. It was max bet. The dollar got me fucking like, what was it? I think it was like $84 or some shit like that, bro. And then I hit that. I was like, fuck it. Went to go cash that shit real quick. And then I went back to the tables and it was gone. Yeah, I tried to play that other shit that, what is it, Baccarat or whatever the fuck. I could not learn it to save my life. Every table I kept going to for fucking Hold'em looked like the motherfuckers there were playing on fucking, what's that shit called? On fucking like the World Series of Poker and shit like that. Like they looked like they was in it, bro. I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good at Hold'em and shit, but nah, these motherfuckers look like they had that shit unlocked.
Gotcha, bro. I wonder if those tables, like, is there like a limit that you gotta have?
Yeah, so there's a minimum.
Yeah.
And then there's a maximum for some tables will have a max and some like not that they won't, but it's like a high max. At least at the one we went to. That was the only one I've gone to. I've never been to Vegas, but the one that we went to had two different tables. And there was one that was, and it tells you there's like a little screen.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you like the minimum and like the maximum. So you know, like, hey, you know what? I only want to put $20 down. You just go and you get the chip. Because what you do is you could give them cash, but mm-hmm. they give you it back in chips.
Yeah.
So then with the chips, you can just bet whatever you want to bet. It was all right, bro. I liked roulette. Mesmer, me and JP were most of the time. The problem with roulette, bro, is you fucking lose a lot if you don't hit shit. If you hit one, you're good. You could break even if you hit a number or something.
Yeah.
But it just fuck, dude. There's one point, bro. JP hit like the same exact number, bro, like three times in a row. It was like a 13 black or some shit like that. 26 black, 13 black. I don't know what it was. He fucking put on it three times in a row and he hit it all three times, brother.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, bro. Like, I think the most I would probably do, maybe Hold'em, but like roulette or what the fuck's the other one that you said? Baccarat or I don't know what.
Yeah, Baccarat. I don't know how to do that one. The other one I like fucking blackjack. It's just... Every table like I wanted to go to, they were always full, bro. That's the thing too. Like if there's only a certain amount of tables,
yeah.
Like all the blackjack tables, every single time I wanted to go, were full.
Oh shit!
Like I never. And the one time I was gonna get a seat, mm-hmm. some old man said that it was taken. Like his wife was coming, she went to the restroom, and I was like, oh okay, like my bad. And then like 3 minutes later, his wife showed up. I was like, what the fuck?
Nah, I would have been like, nah, she ain't here right now, brother. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. No, it was, that's how it was though with blackjack. And then they have like a different type of blackjack too. So that's why I didn't go to that one. They had one table that was like different. It was like a different type of blackjack, but I didn't play it. But yeah, and then they have the 3-card poker. That one is a little crazy. I'd never played it. I played it there one hand, and I was lost as fuck. It's weird, bro. Like it's the same thing, dealer has to have a queen or higher or some shit like that.
Oh, okay, nah, never mind.
Fuck yeah, it's like, well, the good thing is you bet like 3 times. I think it was some shit like that. It was cool though. It was cool. I mean, I don't know if I'd play it again, but it was all right. I definitely want to go back though. That's for sure. I want to go back, play some blackjack, play some fucking roulette. Roulette's fun, bro. It's engaging.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. It really is, bro. But like, dude, you can lose it all, like the way you were saying, man. Like,
oh yeah. Easy, bro. Easy. All it takes is one spin not to go your way, bro, and you're fucked.
Yep, that's it. That's the house right there.
Yeah, exactly. But if you keep hitting that shit, that's the house right there too, bro.
Oh, dude, that's what I'm saying, brother. That's what I'm saying.
If I could flip 200 bones to 200 thou, I'm down.
Shit, I'd fucking retire.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I'd pay off my mortgage for sure. But yeah, I'm down, bro. We gotta talk to everybody, bro. We gotta set it up and see if everybody's down.
No, yeah, bro, for sure, bro. Because I've never been.
I think we could go on like even on a 2-day trip. Like we leave Friday and come back Saturday night. You know what I mean? But we're there Saturday morning and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Like even something like that. Cause the flights are cheap to Vegas.
So how long was the flight? Y'all flew or y'all drove?
Yeah, we flew from here to Dallas and then Dallas to Reno or Houston, one of those. But we have nonstop flights from here to Vegas in McAllen.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's probably like 3 hours, I think. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like it's doable to just fucking do a quick
in flight. And out. Quick 100K,
yeah,
real quick.
Yeah, quick in and out, bro, and we're done, Steez, dog.
Shit, bro. I can go over there in a plane, and then I can come back with a plane, bro. Like, just buying a fucking plane, bro. I'll buy the fucking plane where I come back in, you know?
Like, you know what? Who owns this? Spirit?
Yeah.
Nah,
I'll buy it.
I got it. Hey, bro, 118 bones, bro. Round trip.
Damn, dude, that's just dangerous, bro.
Dude, that's what I'm telling you, bro. It's cheap, bro.
That's fucking crazy, bro. That's fucking dangerous.
I'm down even if it's just me and you, bro. I'm down.
We're going to go right now.
Now, John is down. John is down on a 4-day break.
For real. No, yeah.
We'll just go quick, a quick little fucking 1-day trip, bro.
Yep. Just get a couple bands, something light.
I mean, I don't know about all that, but
no. Yeah. We're gonna win a couple bands, bro. That's what I mean.
I mean, that's the plan.
That's what's gonna happen. I already see.
Look at that. I already figured it out, bro. I already got the days.
Let me see.
March 29th to March 31st, bro. 173 round trip.
That's perfect, bro.
And if we decide to come back on, that's the cheapest. That's the cheapest. It's a Saturday, Sunday. We fly back Monday, brother. And we get there Saturday night because the flight's at 9 p.m.
Shit. That's good.
I'm down.
I'm down too, bro.
I'm down. I think it'd be lit, though, bro. Go to Vegas with everybody. Chill out. We take Kevin with us. Kevin, just show us the way. I think Kevin's been to Vegas.
Shit, must be nice.
Yeah, no, it's chilling, bro. I enjoyed Reno. I definitely would go back.
So yeah. It's like the same thing as Vegas then. So like yeah, it has like just, a strip.
It's,
just, and
it's
stuff.
In Nevada. Yeah, it's on its own thing.
Oh shit.
It's a 45-minute flight. I think like a 4-hour drive from Vegas.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So then what would you like recommend? Like let's just say we were to go with all the guys right now. Like would you prefer Reno because of like
I would prefer Reno because it's not like Vegas, everybody goes to Vegas.
That's like, what I JP, feel like too.
Me and JP, we went to Reno. Mm-hmm. We got there. I don't remember what day it was, but let's just say we got there Monday. We chilled that day. Tuesday, we had a same day flight to Vegas. So we flew, had a business meeting with our manufacturer, because our manufacturer's in Vegas.
Yeah.
And then flew back. But what I realized is when we flew in, bro, it's fucking packed, bro. You could see the strip and everything. It is stupid packed. And that's the thing is that it's an attraction like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So don't get me wrong. There's a lot of places I want to try, like the Golden Steer and all these other places from there.
Yeah.
Like they look lit, but oh, man, there's so many people, bro.
Yeah, that's like one of my biggest things, bro. I don't
compared to like where we could go to Reno and chill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when me and JP went, it wasn't that packed. I mean, it was a little packed. We had the event and everybody was staying at the same hotel. Mm-hmm. But like aside from the people from the event, like it wasn't that packed.
No, yeah.
So I enjoyed it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get tables at all the places because we tried out some steak place that was there. And then all the other places were pretty good too, like the food places. Because they're literally like, there's like, in the one that we went to, bro, there's like 5 restaurants in it.
Oh, shit.
But like restaurants, like not like fast food type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we did that. And then there's even like a fucking a place there in there for like live shows because they have like entertainment and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And then the actual, I guess, the floor for all the fucking tables and slot machines and everything. And then bars. That was the other thing that I thought was fucking badass, bro. It was all of the fucking alcohol was free.
Yeah, because as long as you play, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You just gotta give a tip, right, to the waiter or whatever the fuck.
Nah, hell no. Hell no. Nah. If I'm losing somebody, you ain't gonna get shit. Just pass me another fucking beer. Let me lock in, you know?
Yeah, it was cool, man. I enjoyed it.
But, badass. Like, Vegas, because it has a strip, right? But, like,
yeah.
I heard, like, there's, like, a new Vegas and then, like, an old Vegas.
I've heard that. I just don't understand the difference.
Oh, okay.
Your guess is as good as mine. I only went to Vegas that one time for that. Mm-hmm. And it was literally like a fucking, we got there, we landed, immediately got an Uber, went to the manufacturer, met the manufacturer, left the manufacturers, went back to the Uber into the airport and left.
Oh, shit. Dude, that was nothing but business, bro.
Yeah, that's literally all it was, bro. It was just business. We waited in the airport maybe like, I think we waited like 40 minutes, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. Like on the way back, we got there. We finished our meeting a little early. We got there and we were just chilling. Vegas, though, is a little scary because their airports have slot machines and shit.
Oh, bro. Just right before you leave, like, you know?
Yeah. Like that was wild. even the one that we had in Reno, too, that one had it, too. So it was all right.
Jeez.
But yeah, bro, it was cool, man. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good trip. It was fun.
But you see, like, for stuff like that, I feel like, well, I mean, this is just me, right? Thinking out loud. That, like, for stuff like that for Vegas, I'll give myself, like, a limit, like, so I could play or, like, gamble or whatever. But I'll also give me a limit on staying there. Like, how long would you stay there and you'll be like, I'm good? Is it, like, a 2-day thing?
So when me and JP went, we went for fucking 6 days.
Holy shit. So did that feel like long to you or was it kind of like
it kind of felt too much, it kind of felt long, but because it was like it felt long, but it was more of like the how do I say it? Like
it's the same shit, no? That's all it is.
I wouldn't say it's the same shit because it was something different every day, right? But it was like I could only do so much gambling, right? Like, I didn't have the funds to secure myself to gamble every single fucking day.
Of course, you know what I mean?
And then on top of that, like, it was business, too. So, like, we were doing, like, the second day we flew out, flew back in. The third day we started everything with the firefighter challenge. And then day 4, same thing. Day 5, same thing. And then day 6, we went for a little bit, came back to the hotel. We just wanted to chill because we were going to be on the plane all day, and we flew back.
Oh, okay.
So, it was, like, it was long, I think realistically, bro, 3 to 4 days is good.
So a 4-day break would be perfect then.
I think a 4-day break would be perfect if we just go for 3 days. We leave our first day, we come back our third day at night.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That way you have your fourth day to recuperate, fucking regenerate whatever you need, and then go back to work.
Dog, I'm fucking hyped right now, bro. I don't know why. I'm already fucking thinking about it, bro.
It's cool, man. Like, the thing was, too, bro, like, I really thought, like, when you gambled, you needed to have a fuck ton of money, bro. A lot of the tables, like, in Reno, bro, they were all, like, $10, $20 minimums.
Oh shit, badass.
So like if you play and you keep winning, like you just pocket up the rest and just keep playing with what you got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I would do it. And then as soon as you lose one hand or whatever, you want to take a break, walk around, go to a slot machine, put like $5. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
$5 can last you a bit on some fucking like penny machines and shit.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah. So you can win it, get $5, turn $5 into like 15, $20, and then just continue on that process, bro. Just increasing. And then go to roulette, bet it all, and lose it all, bro. Fuck it.
Yep.
That's what happened to me.
And then go to your fucking room that's just above you and just fucking cry
eat,
to sleep, bro.
Right? Go stress eat. And then go upstairs, cry. Get over it in like 2 hours. And then go back down and do it again.
Yes, sir.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I'm down, bro. I'm low key, I'm down. Especially the Vegas, bro. It's all. And then like if we all go, we could get a room pretty cheap with all of us.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Yeah. We'll be chilling, bro.
I'm game. I know John's down. If he's not down, I'll make him down.
Oh, bro. He's got to be down. There's no fucking ifs, ands, buts, or what.
Yeah. And we could take Evan. We could take Bayas.
Dude, Evan's told me some fucking funny stories, bro, when you went to...
I know. Yeah. I was there. Like, he told me some stories too, bro. And I'm just like, God damn, bro.
This fucking guy, bro. Motherfucker got a tattoo over there, bro.
Yeah. He's wild, bro. That's the way it is.
I knew he was a dog, bro, ever since I met him. Ever since he gave me that tip, like, hey bro, use the small rungs on the aerial climb. I was like, nah, dog, whatever. And I started using it. I was like, this guy's metal pipe, bro. This guy knows what's up.
Yeah, no, it's chill, bro. I'm down though. But yeah, I mean We'll see. We'll schedule something up with everybody and see if everybody's down. And maybe we'll do it sometime before summer for sure.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
It gets packed in summer. We could probably go like April or like early May.
Yeah, that'll be badass, bro. So when
gives people time to save up. We went in May to Reno.
Oh okay.
The thing is, bro, is you really gotta like plan that shit like early, because if you do it like try to do it like, hey, you know what, let's go next week, like. Places get booked, bro. Like maybe the flight will be there, but you won't have a place to sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't that bad for 6 nights, bro. Everything, all in all, flights and hotel, I want to say it was like $900.
Damn, bro.
Total for me and JP. It was like 500 for the flight. No, you know what? No, it was like 1100. Now that I remember, because it was, I'm not including the fees.
What do you mean, like fees?
The fees from like the hotel, you have like the resort fee and all that shit. Which I realized when we got there, I didn't pay attention to it. The room, the nights were the like $400-$500, and then you have another like $100 in fees, like resort fees and I don't know what fucking fee, Vegas fee or Nevada fee, some bullshit like that. But yeah, all in all, bro, it was like maybe $1,100 tops, bro, for me and JP. For six nights,
bro. Yeah, that's fucking badass, bro.
Yeah. Or 5 nights, 6 days. Some shit like that.
Shit.
I think we went on a Monday, came back on a Saturday or Sunday.
Damn, bro. You see, I spent a lot more, bro, going to fucking Florida. I went to Florida for Disney. And I went to Epcot, World. The fuck is the other one, bro? Hollywood. And then I went to, like, both Universal, like, studio places or whatever. Dog. I probably fucking spent like almost like $2,000 or $3,000, bro. It was fucking insane, bro.
Yeah, but I'm also not including like the food and shit too. Like we went to go try places. You know what I mean? Like we went to a barbecue place and they were hyping that shit up. Ask JP about it, bro. It's funny. They were hyping up their barbecue so much, bro. Like, oh yeah, they win tournaments and championships here and whatever the fuck, the best fucking whatever the fuck. And me and JP are like, we're from Texas, dog. Like that's a bold ass statement. But
yeah,
you know, we'll try it.
Uh-huh.
And we ordered, we got some fucking, I don't know what it was called, bro, but it had everything. It had their fucking brisket, their sausage, their ribs, fucking their mac and cheese, everything, bro.
Damn.
Everything. It was like fucking $70. I was like, all right, you know what? Let's run it. Boom. Tried it. Ribs, disappointed. Fucking threw them to the side. Their brisket was okay. Their sausage was all right. And I was like, this is the best y'all have, bro. Me and JP were like, y'all need to go down to Texas and learn about some barbecue, bro.
Bro, JP was about to fucking put on his apron, bro, and just hop in the fucking
bro, he bag said it, bro. He's like, bro, like I'll go in the back and cook right now. And I was like, this motherfucker crazy, bro. But we did that, tried some steak place that was in our hotel that opened at like 7 p.m. or some shit and closed at like 11. They were only open like 4 hours.
What the fuck?
But like, that's how exclusive they are, whatever the fuck they want to say.
Yeah.
It was all right, bro. Their steak was good. I was about to pull the trigger on a fucking, I don't remember how much it was, bro. Ask JP. I think it was like, was it like $150 steak or some shit like that?
Oh, shit.
I was like, you only live once, bro. I was like, fuck it. And then I decided, I was like, you know what? Nah, I ordered like a fucking $60 steak or some shit like that. I was like, fuck, I'll just go with this one. Needless to say, bro, it did not taste like a $60 steak. It tasted like a $6 steak. It was not that great, to be honest with you. So don't believe the hype when they say that it's good. It was not that great.
Damn, bro.
But it was cool, man. It was a good time out there, bro.
But there's always like a lot of scams like around those areas, bro. Like I feel like they just try to get you in, and once you're in, it's like not even like up to the
with height. What?
Like with anything, like the food stuff, and like, bro, I heard like they have like a bunch of like those tourist things and stuff like that. Like, oh, if you like join like the club or some bullshit like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like me and JP joined the one that they have there, but because they gave us free money
to play.
Yeah, like you sign up and they have like a thing where they give you like I think it was like $30 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take those $30, go to the slot machines, and then with those or anywhere really, you could go anything and use it. You know what I mean?
Oh shit, fucking badass.
So like I turned that $30 into like fucking $90 or some shit.
Damn, bro.
So it was like free money. Yeah. Pretty much. And then I lost it all, but the point was that it was free money.
But like that money you get to keep, like let's just say
yeah.
Like,
I sign up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like if you use the 30 that they give you, that's it. Like if you win it, if you lose it, it's yours.
Oh, okay. I get you.
Yeah. So like if I took the 30 and went to like the roulette table, put the 30 on black, and I hit and I get 60 because it's 2-1. So I get the 60, then the 60 I could go cash out and keep. You can't just go cash out the 30 that they give you.
Yeah, you see, that's what I was asking. Like,
yeah, no, it has to be cash out
the 30. I would have been like, shit.
You'd be like, that's my meal right there, huh? Yo,
that's a fucking meal and some gas.
Yeah, no, it's fucking, you have to use it there first.
Hmm.
But yeah, man, it was chill. And then, I mean, aside from that, they're always sending you those fucking things, like, because you're a member.
Yeah.
They're always giving you, like, shit to go do. Like you could go and get like 3 nights free and shit like that. You pay only the resort fees and shit like that. Yeah, I mean, I never tried it yet, but I mean, from what all the emails I get, they're like, hey, you know what, come back and we'll give you fucking 3 nights for free, only pay resort fees, and we'll even throw in a dinner, you know, like,
no, oh, yeah
shit like that. I was like, oh shit, that's pretty badass.
Damn, bro. Shit, sounds like a fucking good time over there, man.
Man, it was cool, man. It was chilling. I'm down, though. I'm down for a little trip, bro. Like a 2-day trip.
Yeah, bro. Be fucking perfect, bro. Literally doing our 4-day breaks, bro.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Yeah, we'll fucking record from over there. We're vibing.
That's what I'm saying, bro. We'll do it there while I'm fucking doing
black. While we're gambling, bro. We'll be there talking, bro.
Yes, sir.
I'm down. I'm down.
You're going to hear me fucking yelling and cussing, bro, because I'm about to lose. I'm about to fucking be losing.
Yeah, we'll make it work, bro. Yeah, this podcast or this episode kind of went haywire from golf to the cycle to Vegas and gambling. That's crazy.
Yep.
Other than that, I mean, that's pretty much, I don't have anything else to really talk about. We kind of had a whole plan for this one that kind of went haywire after it. We had to reschedule, but it's all good. I'll save those questions for when we do have a chance to talk with them.
Yep.
Sure. Other than that, you got anything else, Bazan?
No, man. That's really about it, man. I mean, cycle was pretty good. Golf with the guys was even better. You know what I mean? 4-day break.
Yeah, for everybody wondering, Hold on real quick. Let me Google this.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, I mean, it's pretty good, man. Solid day. Solid day. But for next week too, bro. Pretty excited for that one. But oh yeah, man. That's really about it. That is really about it.
All right. I don't know what this means, brother, but I my score today from golf was a 55.
Bro, I think that course is a 35.
It's a 55, bro.
So you hit a 55.
Yeah, it says here that I got 12 birdies, 2 eagles, and 1 hole in 1.
Holy shit.
That's what it says here on Google.
So you're saying that you're a dog.
I got that dog in me, bro. I got that Tiger Woods in me, and we rolling.
Shit, dog.
Yeah, I just looked up best scores in fucking in golf, 18 holes of golf, and it was like 55 is like sub pro level type shit.
Yeah,
dude, 58, 59 is like pro level. I was like, all right, I got a 55, homie. Yeah, but other than that, everybody, that's all we got. Appreciate y'all coming in. I know I keep hearing a lot of feedback from a bunch of different people. We'll keep it going. We'll be adding cameras and everything in here in the future, but for now, we'll just be on audio only. And yeah, other than that, appreciate y'all coming through.
Yes, sir. Y'all stay safe.